ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. சௌந்தர்ய லஹரி ஸ்லோகா 65. ரணே ஜித்வா தைத்யான் அபஹிருதசிரஸ்த்ரைஹ கவசிபிஹ நிவ்ருத்தைஷ்சண்டாம்ஷ த்ரிபுரஹர நிர்மால்ய விமுகைஹ விஷாகேந்திரோபேந்திரைஹ சசிவிஷத கர்ப்பூரசகல விலீயந்தே மாதஹ தவ வதன தாம்பூல கபலாஹ. ஸ்ரீ மாத்ரே நமஹ. Mumbai's address like that. Victory on all fronts. Sarvato Vijaya Siddhyartham. And also this shloka talks about the Tambula Mahima of Amba. Supposed to give the benefit of Vak Vilasam. Acharya is addressing Amba. Mataha, O Mother. Vishakendro Pendraihi. Vishaka, Indra, Upendra. Vishaka, Indra and Upendra. Vishaka is Kumara. Indra and Upendra is Vishnu. Nivrutaihi, on their return after Rane Jitva Daityan, after vanquishing, after destroying the Asuras in battle, Chandamsa Tripurahara Nirmalya Vimukaihi, being indifferent to Chandeshwara's share in the remains of the offering made to the destroyer of the three cities. I will explain. Because after Shiva Puja, the first prasada is to be given to only Chandikeshwara. In our Shiva temples, you would have seen when they do Abhishekam or any other puja to Lord Shiva, they will bring the prasada and then first offer it to Chandikeshwara. He is the one who is eligible to get the first prasadam after Shiva Aradhana. Kavachibihi, clad in their all their kavacha and all those armors, they all come from the battlefield. Apahruta Shirastraihi, with their headdress alone removed. They are coming with their kavacha and all, but removed only the headgear. Tava Vadana Tambula Kabalaha, your mouthful chew of betel and slices of nut, having refined pieces of camphor. This is a tambulam that you are chewing, which has all this tacha karpuram in that. Shashi Vishada, the Karpuram is white and pure as the moon. Viliyante is consumed by these people. So let us explain this entire thing. O Mother, Vishaka, Indra and Upendra, on their return after vanquishing the demons in battle, being indifferent to Chandikeshwara's share in the remains of the offerings made to the destroyer of the three cities, namely Shiva, clad in armor, but with their headdress removed, eagerly set upon your mouthful chew of betel and slices of nuts, having refined pieces of camphor in it, which is white and pure as the moon, pat by you. So this is the general meaning. We'll explain the entire thing now. Japa is done in the morning facing east and north 1,000 times for 45 days. Victory on all fronts. That's what's supposed to be the benefit. Gold plate is the yantram. Honey is supposed to be the nevedyam. And I have also given the yantra that is being, you know, drawn on the gold plate for doing the actual japa for this particular thing. Now, in this sloka, as I told that, we have to explain a few things. This apahrita shirastraihi in the first line. Actually, Tripurahara means Shiva, the one who destroyed the Tripura, the three cities. Vishaka, who is the son of Shiva and Parvati, Kumaraswami, Kartikeya, he is supposed to be the Senadhipati of the celestial forces. So he approaches Devi, from whom Devi only gave him the Shakti Ayuda. So with that weapon, he has, you know, come out victorious in the battle. So he comes to appraise Devi of his conquer over the enemies. According to the customs, himself, Indra and Upendra is Vishnu, they remove their headdress, because whenever you have, you want to offer respect to somebody, you remove your head, crown or whatever it is. Even in this country also, when in the West also, when they want to show respect, they remove the hat. So here also they do the same thing, remove the headgear in respect before nearing Amba, and they are reluctant to partake of the share of the offerings to Shiva, which are solely earmarked for Chandikeshwara, because Chandikeshwara is supposed to be most eligible to receive the first prasada from Shiva Puja. So if they have to go and get the blessings from Shiva, then they have to go and get the prasada. But Chandikeshwara is supposed to be the person who follows the highest of anushtanas, acharas and all. So that is why he is eligible to get the Shiva prasadam first. But these people, they are coming from the battle. They don't have the achara and anushtana, because from the battlefield, what you can expect. So they are all coming with their swords, which are all stained with all this blood and all that thing. But they are so eager to come and relate their victory to their parents, namely the Shiva and Parvati. But they don't want to go to Shiva and, you know, report to him first. So they come to Amba. And what Amba is doing at that time, she is now chewing the tambula with all the betel nuts and all that thing, palm leaves and all that. And having heard their victory, Amba, in appreciation of their deeds of valor of Kumara and all these, Kartikeya and all those, what she does, she spits part of her tambula that she is chewing, which these, all these three, they receive and swallow with lot of eagerness as their prasada. So the extraordinary grace of Amba's mouth, as also her maternal affection and the child's extraordinary prowess, they are all suggested in this shloka, how Amba is so compassionate. When it comes to her children, she doesn't look at their anushtana, achara or any of those things. She is ready just to accept them and shows her, to show her karuna to them. So that is why Amba's compassion is exemplified in this shloka. So apakrita sarasprahi means all the devas, they want to inform of their victory to Amba. So they removed their headgear and prostrated to her. And actually in the Aruna Modini, commentator, he, instead of writing apakrita sarasprahi, he puts it upakrita sarasprahi. The devas, they brought the headgear of the defeated asuras. Instead of removing their headgear, they brought the headgear of the defeated asuras to show to Amba about their victory. So that is what, you know, there is a slight difference between them. And the tambulam is supposed to have this karpura vitika. So Amba is supposed to be chewing the tambulam with all these very, you know, fragrant ingredients in that. So that is why, so Deva Senapati Kumara and others, they were so eager to get this prasadam from Amba. So the tambula mahima, how powerful it is and how graceful it is, showing the compassion of her. That is what the shloka says. So let us go to the next shloka now. Shloka 66. Vipanchya gayanti vividam apadanam pashupatehe twayarabdhe vaktum chalita shirasam sadhu vachane tayyayihi madhuryayihi apalapita tantrikalaravam nijam veenam vani nityulayati cholena nibritam sadhu vachanayai namaha. Beautiful name of Amba. Supposed to give, parayana of this shloka is supposed to give sweetness in the walk, in the talk. Jihva me madhumattama, Upanishad says, in the tongue there should be always sweetness. Always tell things which people will be pleased to hear. There should be nice words from the mouth. Even if something, you know, which is not very, very nice to be told, has to be told, even that should be coated with sugar, sweetness. And then tell with that hitam, with that concern. Then only it will be good. So the proficiency in this walk, chaturyam, the sweet walk, proficiency in music, all those things, sarva roga nivaran, they are supposed to be the various benefits of reciting this mantra. Acharya is addressing Amba, O mother, vani gayanti vipanchya. While Vani, Saraswati, is singing with her Veena, Veena Gayanti. So, Vividam Apadhanam Pashupatehe. What she sings about the various glorious deeds of Mahadeva. She is singing the glories of Mahadeva, Pashupate, Mahadeva, because she is, after all, Mahadeva is her brother. Tvaya Chalita Shirasa Sadhu Vachane Vaktum Arabdhe. What do? You begin to express words of appreciation to her by nodding your head. Nichulayati Nibritam Cholena. But after doing this, when you express the words of appreciation, nodding your head, what does she do? She covers her Veena. Nichulayati Nibritam Cholena. She covers with its cover, Veena's cover, without being seen. Nijam Veena, her Veena, by seeing Apalapita Tantri Kalaravam, the strings of the Veena being ridiculed by Tadiyai Madhuriyaihi. The sweet melody of your, the beautiful words that you speak, the words that you speak, the way you speak and the nice voice of you, it makes her feel shy, so that she covers her Veena and she packs up her playing the Veena. Oh mother, while Vani is singing with the Veena about the various glorious deeds of Mahadeva, and you begin to express words of appreciation, nodding your head, she quickly covers her Veena in its case. The sweetness on the strings of the Veena are ridiculed by the soft melody of your sweet words. That's what Acharya imagines. So Japa is done in the morning facing east or north, 5,000 times for 3 days. Proficiency in music, all kinds of vak vilasam, gold plate is the yantram, venbungal, or that is supposed to be the naivedyam, and the shreem is the yantram. This is how the yantram shape is all given. So that is the another beautiful imagination of Acharya about Amba's great, the sweet words. So Saraswati, the goddess of speech and learning, that is a beautiful imagination. She is singing with her Veena about Shiva's conquest of Tripura, because Tripura's all glorious deeds, his destruction of, you know, Daksha's sacrifice. She is singing all those glories, the swallowing of the Halahala poison, the destroyal of, you know, the Jalandhara and Gajasura, all those things. So that all those great deeds, Saraswati is very happy to sing the glories of Shiva. She was doing, and Amba, the Pativrata, what she does, she is very much interested in hearing all this. So she expresses her appreciation by nodding her head and words of praise also. She praises Saraswati. But Devi's sweet voice, it so excels the melody of the music coming out of the Veena of Saraswati that she rushes to cover the Veena and the strings. Because she is shy. This exquisite sweetness of Devi's speech and her devotion to her consort, to Lord, are brought out in this particular verse. Acharya is very poetic in his imagination how the goddess Saraswati herself, she started to wind up her shop after hearing Amba's voice. Sloka 67. कराग्रेण स्पुष्टं तुहिन गिरिणा वत्सलतया गिरीशेनोदस्थं मुहुरधर पानाकुलतया करग्राह्यं शम्भोः मुखमुकुरवृन्तं गिरिसुतेः कथङ्कारं भ्रूमः तव चुबुकमौपम्यरहितम् Girisutayai Namaha, that is how Amba is addressed here. Development of deep bond of love between couples, Maitri Bhava, Sarva Roga Nivaranam, there are supposed to be various benefits of reciting this particular shloka. Girisutehe, O daughter of mountain, Girisute, Kathankaram Brumaha, how shall we describe, Kathankaram Brumaha, describe Tava Chubukam, your chin. The description of Amba's chin is given here. How that chin is? Karagrenas Pushtam, touched by the fourth part of the hand of Tuhinagirina Vatsalataya. The snowy mountain out of so Himavan, she is after all Himavan's daughter. So with his affection, that Vatsalyam, Vatsalataya, Vatsalyam, so Himavan, he touches the chin of his child, namely Amba. So that is one side. Muhuhu Udastam is raised frequently by but the same chin. What happens? Muhuhu Udastam is raised, the chin is raised frequently by Girishena. Girishena means the lord of the mountain, Girisha. So the first mountain is Himavan. Here lord of the mountain is Shiva, Parameshiva. And he lifts the chin for what? Adharapana Kulataya. Out of his eagerness to drink the Adharapanam. To drink your lip. So that's what he is doing. Adharapanam he wants to drink. So he also lifts your chin. Aupamya Rahitam, which has no comparison at all. Those lips have no comparison at all. Mukha Mukura Vrintam, which is the handle as it were of the mirror of your face. The chin. Now if you imagine the face of Amba as a mirror, the chin acts as if it is a handle. So he is holding that chin to see the face. Karagrahyam Shamboho, held by Shambho, that is Shambhu, that is Lord Shiva in his hand. O daughter of the mountain, how shall we describe your incomparable chin that is touched by the four part of the hand of the snowy mountain, that is Himavan, out of affection as his daughter, and is raised frequently by the lord of the mountain, namely Shiva, out of his eagerness to drink the nectar of your lower lip, which is the handle, as it were, of the mirror of your face held by Shambhu in his hand. Really, Acharya is very imaginative. Japa is then facing morning, facing east or north, 1,000 times for 45 days. Development of deep bond of love between, you know, couples, spouses. Benefit is supposed to be that. And yantram is gold plate. And cleam is the bijam that is given in the yantra here. Naivedyam is supposed to be milk, payasam, tambolam. All those things, they are all nice. These things about this particular shloka. Shloka 68. This is another beautiful sloka of Acharya. Let me see how I can move it a little bit.
पूजाश्लेष्टान् नित्यं पुरदमयितुः कण्टकवतीं तव ग्रीवाधत्ते मुखकमलनालश्रियमियं स्वतश्वेता कालागरुबहुलजम्बालमलिना मृणालीलालित्यं वहदि यदधो हारलतिका. Some books it gives Kalaguru also. Kalaguru is what is the version that we follow. Sri Kripadharayai Namaha. Amba is addressed like that. Kripadhara. Power to captive all rulers. So Rajadware Sarva Anukulam. In government, in all those kinds of things, any problems are there. People recite this shloka for all kinds of good, favorable decisions. Tava Iyam Griva. This your neck, as if Acharya is seeing, he is in front of Amba. And that is how he is imagining. Tava Iyam Griva, this your neck. Nityam Kantakavati. Always it is thrilled by what? Purada Mayituhu Bhujasleshat. That neck is always thrilled by the embrace of the destroyer of the city, Shiva. Puradamaituhu, the one who destroys all those cities, such a valorous Shiva, he is so fond of you, he always tries to embrace you. So this neck is so thrilled. Datte, it attains this place,
Mukha Kamala Nala Shriyam. The gracefulness of the stalk of the lotus. That is how your neck is. The gracefulness of the lotus stalk. So tender. Yathu Adaha Haralatika. The garland of pearls. Adaha Haralatika. The garland of pearls below. Svataha Shweta. Even though they are naturally white. Kala Garu Bahula Jambal. Jambalana. By the application of the excess of sandal paste mixed with dark some kind of perfume, agarum, mrinali lalityam vahati. It presents the charm of the fibrous root of the lotus stalk. Again, another imagination of the acharya, all poetic. Your neck always thrilled by the embrace of the destroyer of Shiva, of the cities, Shiva, displays the gracefulness of the stalk of the lotus, so tender and so soft. Your face, since the naturally white garland of pearls below, because that is what is you are wearing, the naturally white garland of pearls is what you are wearing, the darkened by the application of the black and muddy agaru paste applied on the neck. They apply this. These are all some, you know, Saumangalya Lakshana. They apply all this in this, all these fragrant, you know, applications in the neck. Presents the charm of the fibrous root of the lotus stalk. Again, another, you know, now here the baby's face is now compared to a lotus. So to the lotus, her neck to this lotus stalk that is holding the lotus. The lotus stalk is holding her neck, and the tiny hair standing at their ends in the neck because of the joyous emotion. Because when Shiva's embrace is there, her emotions, you know, she has joyous emotion. So she is getting all these, the goosebumps and all that. So excitement, they are compared to the tiny thorns on the lotus stalk. Lotus stalk, small thorns are there. So the white pearls in the garland worn under the neck, no, they are rendered black, as it were in this shloka, by the agaru paste smeared in the Devi's neck. And they are compared to the black roots of the lotus stalk. In the black mirror, in the black mire, you know, that is where the lotus grows, in the mire. Below that, the below surface of the water, which shines the lotus flower. So this is all various imaginations of Acharya about Amba's, you know, beauty again. Morning facing east or north, 1,045 days, and power to captive all rulers. Saffron powder is supposed to be the yantram, and milk payasam is supposed to be the naivedyam for this particular shloka's recitation. Shloka 69. Galere kastisraham gatigamaka gitaikani punehim vivahavyanadha praguna guna sankhya pratibhuvaha virajante nana vidha madura raga karabhuvam trayanam gramanam stithiniyama simana yivate. So gati gamaka gitaika nipunayai namaha. One of the names given in the shloka itself. So success in all walks of life, in all kinds of walks. It's not talks, all walks should be. So whatever karyam, they are all started, supposed to be all, you know, will end in success. Gati gamaka gitaika nipune. You know, how he is addressing her. Oh, the sole expert in the musical modes, modulations and songs. Gati gamaka gitaika nipune. She is the nipuna in all these. Musical modes, in the modulations of music and the songs. Te gale rekas tisraha. The three lines on your neck. Gale means the neck. Rekas tisraha. There are three rekas. Three rekas are there. Pratibhuvaha. What do they indicate? Indicating praguna guna sankhya. The number of strings. Vivahavyanadha. In the auspicious cord fastened at the time of your wedding. The Mangala Sutra. Mangala Sutra has got these three strings and it indicates the three strings of the Mangala Sutra. And Virajante, they shine, Sthiti Niyama Seemana Iva. How they shine. Like the boundaries delimiting the position of Trayanam Gramanam. The three gamuts. I'm going to explain some of these things in some detail. So Sthiti Niyama Seemana Iva. Like the boundaries delimiting the position of Trayanam Gramanam. The Shadjam, the Madhyamam and the Gandharam. These are all various musical things. Nana Vidha Madhura Ragakara Bhuvam. The repositories of the treasures of various kinds of melodious ragas. This is a very imaginative, nicely written shloka. The soul expert, Nipuna, in the musical modes, the modulations and the songs, various songs. The three lines on your neck, they indicate the number of strings in the auspicious cord, the Mangala Sutra, that was tied on your neck at the time of your wedding by Lord Shiva. The three lines, what they do? They shine like boundaries, delimiting the position of the three gamuts, the repositories of the treasures of various kinds of melodious ragas. Enormous imagination. Japa is done facing east or north 1000 times for 45 days. Benefit is supposed to be acquisition of all kinds of knowledge. Yantra is supposed to be gold plate. And honey, coconut fruits, they are supposed to be the naivedyam for this particular shloka. And Sangeeta Jnanam is supposed to be a direct benefit of this shloka, by upasana of this shloka. So this is the Gati Gamaka Geetaika Nipune. So all these things arise from her throat, from her, you know, this portion of her the neck and the throat. That is how they all come. And the three rekas in the neck, they remain of the Mangalya Sutra. That is the Tali Charad Mangalya Sutra. So the Samudrika Lakshana of Uttama Stri is supposed to have, Uttama Stri and Purusha is supposed to have the forehead and the neck and also the stomach. So in these places there are supposed to be three lines in the forehead and in the neck and also in the stomach. They are supposed to be, you know, indicating good samudrika lakshana, supposed to be expressing some you know, the lakshanam of yes, three and also a gentleman for everybody. So the three rekas, they also indicate what is known as Gati, Gamaka and Gita. These are all the various, methods of music that is supposed to be arising from Devi's mouth itself, from her throat. They are all supposed to be. And they indicate this, the Shadjam, Madhyamam, Gandharam, all kinds of the swara, groups. Indicating the limits of those swara groups. That is how the lines, each line that's supposed to indicate the limit of, like, the boundaries of each one of the swara groups. So that is the imagination. So Acharya has given for Amba's this thing. So her voice is so beautiful, and whatever comes out of her throat is so nice, and they are all giving various shape and this thing to the various aspects of music. All those things that are all various imaginations again. Shloka 17. Mrinali Mrudvinam Tava Bujalatanam Chatasrinam Chaturbihi Saundaryam Sarasijabhavaham Stauti Vadanaihi Nakebhyas Santrasyan Pratama Matanadanta Karipohom Chaturnam Sirshna Sirshanam Samabhayahastarpanadiyam Svitaraya Namaha. Power to conquer all, success in all kinds of tasks. So Sarva Vidya Parangatva Siddhyartham, supposed to be efficient in all kinds of Vidya. That is again the benefit of this shloka, reciting this shloka. Andhakaripoho nakebhyaha santrasyanna. Afraid of the nails of the destroyer of Antaka. சோ அந்த கரி போகோ நகேபியகா சந்திரசென் பிரதம மதனாத் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ரீவியஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் அ ஹெட் அண்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் இமேஜினேஷன் அபய ஹஸ்தார்பண தியா அண்ட் ஹோப்பிங் ஃபார் தி ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் ஃபார் தி ரிமைனிங் ஹெட்ஸ் தி ஆர் ஆல் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் பிரம்மாச்சி வில் சி த டீடைல் சரசிஜ பவஹா த லோட்டஸ் பாண்ட் பிரம்மா சரசிஜ பவஹா மீன்ஸ் த ஹூ இஸ் பாண்ட் ஆஃப் த லோட்டஸ் மகாவிஷ்ணு's navel, the lotus emanated and the lotus was born Brahmaji. So he is supposed to be Sarasija Bhavaha, lotus born Brahmaji. Chaturbhihi Vadanehi Stauti. He extols with his four faces, with his four mouths, Saundaryam, the loveliness of Tava Bhuja Latanam, your creeper-like arms, Mrinali Mridvinam, that are soft as the lotus stalk. So that is the imagination. Afraid of the nails of the destroyer of Antaka, that is Paramashiva, because of previous experience of destruction of a head and hoping for the protection for the remaining heads, the lotus-born Brahmaji extols with his four faces the loveliness of your creeper-like arms that are soft as the lotus stalk. This is the story. When the story is, when, you know, Shiva, he was, you know, he was standing right from, you know, heaven to earth, heaven to all the 14 lokas, he was, you know, right from Patala Loka, all the way up to Satya Loka. Beyond that also he is going. And when he was going like that, let me see, people are not, something is wrong here. Could see this loka picture on the screen only in the first 15 minutes. After that only audio is on. What happened? He got cut off. I don't know why this is screen sharing. I have given the screen sharing. I don't know why it got cut off. I know it should be seen now. So, afraid of the nails of the destroyer. So, what happened? This Shivaji, so our Shiva, you know, he was extending all the way from Patal Loka all the way to the heavens. And both Brahmaji and Vishnu, they wanted to find out the head and tail. So, Mahavishnu took the Varaha Avatara and he went all the way to the Patala. He could not find his feet. And Brahmaji, he went, took the form of a swan and he was flying up to find his head and he could not find. And from the head of Shiva, this Tarambu, this particular flower, that was one leaf of that was falling down. So he made an arrangement with that, you know, it is because it is coming from the head, he used that as a proof to show that he has seen Shiva's head. And because he told a lie, Shiva was angry, so Brahmaji was supposed to have originally five heads. So he clipped off one head, and he was having only four more heads remaining. And afraid of losing those four heads also, what he does, the only way to escape again Shiva's wrath is to pray to Amba, and then get her Karuna, so that he can be protected against Shiva's wrath. That's why he is worshipping Amba, Chaturbihi Vadanehi Stauti. He extols with his four faces, Saundaryam, the loveliness of her beauty and her Karuna and all that thing. That's what he is trying to extol so that he will now, you know, get, at least he will not have the problem from Shiva for further destruction of his remaining four heads. So that is again another imagination. Let me see. I don't know why the screen got cut off. Again, I started it again. I didn't do anything. I just only restarted. That's what I did. Sometimes the Citrix does something which is funny and I don't know the reasons for it. Shloka 71. Nakanam udyotaihi navanalita navanalina ragam vihasatam karanam te kantim கதய கதயாமகா கதமுமே கயாச்சித்வாசாம்யம் பஜது கலயாஹந்த கமலம் யதி க்ரீடல் லக்ஷ்மி சரணதல லாக்ஷாரசனம் ஸ்ரீ உமாயை நமஹா பவர் டு காங்கர் ஃபீமேல் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் தேவதா ஃபீமேல் தேவதா தட் இஸ் தி தேவதா வசீகரணார்த்தம் உமே ஓ உமா கதய ப்ளீஸ் டெல் அஸ் கதம் கதயாமக ஹவு வி ஷால் கராணாம் காந்திம் தி பிரில்லியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் நவ நளின ராகம் விகசதாம் விச் டிரைட் த ரெட் ஹியூ த ரசம் of the newly blossomed lotus, the beautiful color of the newly blossomed lotus, even that it even surpasses that beauty. Nakanam udyotaihi, by the luster of their nails, hanta, it is difficult. Kamalam yadi, perhaps the lotus, kaya chidva, by some means, kalaya samyam bhajato, attain similarity to some extent, laksha rasachanam. If it gets mixed with the lag, dice, dye, these are all various beautifying stuff. Kridal lakshmi charanatala, in the stores of lakshmi is sporting in it, the lotus, kamala lakshmi. O Uma, please tell us how we shall describe the brilliance of your hands, which derayed the red hue of the newly blossomed lotus. Your hand is so beautiful in color, it defeats the red color of the newly blossomed tender lotus by the luster of the nails. Well, perhaps the lotus by some means attains similarity to some extent if it gets mixed with the lag dye in the source of Lakshmi sporting in it, the lotus. Because in the lotus, Mahalakshmi is supposed to be Nityanivasi. And she has supplied all kinds of, you know, in her legs, she has supplied all those mehendi and all those kinds of things. So because of that, it gets mixed with that dye. And after that, maybe it can be compared to the beauty of your, the brilliance of your hands, it could be. So this is again another beautiful imagination of the Acharya. So he says, with the paucity of objects for comparison, that's what he is putting. The poet, the Acharya, is now at a loss to describe the splendor of Devi's hands. You know, as I told you, this entire section is Keshadipada Varnana. So that is why the entire description is Amba's beauty only. So taking an object of mere similarity, he is looking for some object, namely the lotus. The poet says that the beauty and the color of the lotus would be somewhat close to the beauty and color of Amba's hands, provided the beauty of the lotus is enhanced by its contact with the mehendi and all kinds of dyes applied to the souls of Mahalakshmi, who is sitting on the lotus. So the reading kadachit, that indicates the lotus becomes comparable only somehow if it blooms, but not always. So Acharya's, you know, imagination of Amba's beauty, how he is trying to imagine her beauty is so much as for every child, the child's mother, the child thinks that her mother or his mother is the most beautiful woman on earth. So here also Acharya is thinking Amba in the same manner. So morning facing east or north 1000 times, 45 days, power to attract all kinds of, you know, devatas and friends, female friends, friends, and gold plate is supposed to be the yantra. Honey is naivedyam. So shreem, again, cream is the bija mantra used in the yantra and all that thing. So Shloka 72.
Samam devi skanda dvipavadana pitam stana yugam tavedam nakhedam saratu satatam prasnutamukham yadalokya shanka kulita hridayo hasa janakaha sakumbau herambaha parimrishati hastena jatiti. It should be parimrishati, not parimrishati. There is a typo here. Sri Devi Namaha, fear-free, trouble-free travel. If some yatra has to be undertaken, then one has to perhaps recite this shloka for fear-free travel. Devi, O Devi, Tavedam Stanayugam. These, your pairs of breasts. Prasnuta Mukham, with ever-flowing nipples, and Samam Pitam, sucked simultaneously by Skanda and Dvipavadana, Skanda and Ganesha. So Skanda and Ganesha, your children, they were taking milk from your breast. Na kedam haratu satatam, may expel our ills always. Na kedam haratu satatam, all our ills, all our, whatever, you know, afflictions we have, let them be all destroyed by them.
who have taken, who have drunk your milk. Yadalokya, on seeing that breast, Kerambaha, Kerambaha is Ganesha. Ashanka Akulida Hridayaha, with his mind confused by doubt, Jaditi, immediately with rash, Parimrishati Hastena Swakumbhav, touches his temples with his hand. By looking at your breast, he is confused, so he is touching his own, his temples, you know, his own head. Yes, he is an elephant head. Hasa Janakaha, causing amusement thereby. So he is reminded of his own, you know, temples, so he is touching them. That is Mahaganesha. O Devi, may your pair of breasts with ever-flowing nipples and suckles simultaneously by Skanda and Ganesha, on seeing which Heramba, Ganesha, with his mind confused by doubt, immediately touches his temples with his hand, causing amusement, thereby expels all our ills. So that is how the imagination is again supposed to have the benefit of destroying all our ills. Japam, because he is Vignahatta, is Mahaganapati. Morning facing east, north, 1000 times, 45 days. Fear-free, trouble-free travel, benefit. Gold plate is the yantra, honey is the naivetyam, and this is the yantram on which the upasana is done. Shloka 73. Amute vakshojhau amrita rasamanikya kutupau nasandeha spando nagapati patake manasinaha pipandau tau yasmad avidita vadu sangarasikau kumaravadhyapim tiravad viradavadana krauncadalanau nagapati patakayai namaha. Abundance in milk in all, in mothers, that is, you know, lot of these are all various prayers. Those days, mother's milk is supposed to give so much of health and nourishment to the child. So they were so keen on praying for the milk of mothers. So abundance in the milk of mothers is supposed to be Kshira Abhivritti. People wanted that, so that's prayer for that. Nagapati Patake, O banner of the Lord of Mountains, you are such exalted person. You are the Lord of Mountains' daughter. So you are the banner of the Lord of Mountains. Amute vakshojhav, your breast, these breasts, amrita rasa manikya kutupav, they are verily, what are they? They are like ruby jars containing nectar. That's where your breasts are. Naha manasi na sandehaspandaha. There is no na sandehaspandaha. There is not even least amount of doubt that is there in our mind. Yasmat, because Viravadana Krauncadalanav. Viravadana is the elephant-faced Ganesha, refers to Ganesha. And Krauncadalanav, the breaker of Krauncha mountain, is Kanda, both of them. It should be Pibandautav, it's not Pabandav, it should be Pibandautav, having drunk of them, the breast. Kumaravadhyapi, continue to be children. After drinking your milk, they continue to be children, even till today. Avidita vadu sanga rasikau, not having tasted the pleasure of the company of women. So they are still like children only, having taken your milk. O banner of the Lord of Mountains, these, your breasts are verily ruby jars containing nectar. Not the least doubt lurks in our mind, because the elephant-faced Ganesha and the breaker of Kauncha mountain named Skanda, having drunk of them, continue to be children even till today, not having tasted the pleasure of the company of women. So he is Kumara, and of course, Mahaganapati is also supposed to be a brahmachari. So that is how there is this imagination. Morning facing east or north, 1000 times, 8 days. Abundance of milk in mothers, gold plate, honey, they are supposed to be the naivedyam. Haram is supposed to be the Bija Mantra for Upasana. Yeah, these are all just imagination descriptions. I'm not spending more time on them. ஸ்லோகா 74. ஐ ஹோப் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு நவ் சி தி ஸ்கிரீன். வகத்யம் வஸ்தம் வேரமதனுஜ கும்ப பிரகிருதிபிஹி சமாரப்தாம் முக்தா மணிபிரமலாம் ஹாரலதிகாம் குசாபோகோ பிம்பாதர ருச்சிபிஹி அந்தஷபலிதாம் பிரதாபவ்யாமிஸ்ராம் புரதமயிதுஹு கீர்த்திமிவதே. ஸ்ரீ அம்பாயை நமஹ. அம்பாய் சதஸ்தர் அம்பாயை நமஹ. சப்போஸ் டு கிவ் யஷஸ், ஃபேம், யஷ அபிவிருத்தி. பீப்புள் வாண்டட் டு கிவ், லாட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் வாண்ட் ஃபேம், நேம், ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ், யூ நோ, பீப்புள் ப்ரே டு அம்பா ஈவன் ஃபார் நேம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. அம்பா, ஓ மதர், தே குச்சா போகா, தி எக்ஸ்பேண்ட் த ஸ்பேஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் பிரஸ், பகதி தே பேர் ஹாரலதிகாம், கிரீப்பர் லைக் கார்லண்ட்ஸ் தே பேர், முக்தாமணி பிஹி ஹரமலாம், வித் ஸ்பாட்லெஸ் பேர்ஸ், பேர்ஸ் ஆர் ஸ்பாட்லெஸ் முக்தாமணி பிஹி, ஸ்தம்பே ரம தனுஜ கும்ப பிரகிருதி பிஹி, வேர் தோஸ் பேர்ஸ் ஹவ் கம் ஃப்ரம், டேக்கன் ஃப்ரம் த டெம்பிள்ஸ் ஆஃப் கஜாசுரா, கஜாசுரா டெம்பிள்ஸ் ஹேட் திஸ் பேர்ஸ், அந்த சபலிதாம், தே ஆர் வேரிகேட்டட் இன் கலர் இன்டர்னலி பை த ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் ரெட்டினஸ், குண்டலகணம் ஜனத்காரேகி தாரேகி, லாட் ஆஃப் இமேஜினேஷன், பை தி லவுட் கிளாங் ஆஃப் ஹர் இயர் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ், பிரதிவச்சன மாச்சஸ்ட இவ அப்பியர்ஸ் ஆஸ் இஃப் ஷி அக்னாலஜஸ் இன் அப்ரிசியேஷன். ஓ மதர், தி எக்ஸ்பான்ஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் பிரஸ்ட் பேர்ஸ் அ கிரீப்பர் லைக் கார்லண்ட் வித் ஸ்பாட்லெஸ் பேர்ஸ் டேக்கன் ஃப்ரம் த டெம்பிள்ஸ் ஆஃப் கஜாசுரா அண்ட் வேரிகேட்டட் இன் கலர் இன்டர்னலி பை தி ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் ரெட்னஸ் of your bimba-like lips, again, thus resembling the fame of the conqueror of the three cities, that is Shiva, mingled with his valor. So, again, lot of imagination here. Now, the pearls, as I told here, the pearls, they have come from the head of Gajasura. Normally, the Shastras attribute six sources for the pearls. One is from the shell, which we are commonly we know from the shell in the ocean. And then the temples of elephants, they are supposed to have actually also pearls. And in the cobra, they have. And they are, and the bamboos, bamboo also source of pearl. And sugarcane, sugarcane also is like a bamboo variety, sugarcane also. And in the clouds. So these are the six sources, namely shell, temples of elephants, the cobra, the bamboo, the sugar cane and the clouds. Actually, it is interesting, when I was in Delhi for one of the Veda Sammelanams, one priest, he brought to me a pair of very, you know, big pearls, which he said they come from some kind of rhinoceros or something like that. He said it was there in the, like in the thyroid portion of them or something like that. That's what he brought, and it had some peculiar qualities. I saw that, I've never seen one earlier. So when he told me all that, so I was just listening to him. So that is supposed to be the source of pearls. And here in this particular sloka, he is imagining the pearls coming from the temples of Gajasura. That's the elephant. That is how it has, these pearls have come. So the imagination is supposed to be Amba's beauty expressed in so many ways. So, and all this, the pearl that is there in the elephant's head is supposed to have the color of camphor, very pure white. So, and when Gajasura was killed by Parameshwara, then the pearls on his head, they were taken out and they were given to Amba to be put in her garland. And Amba is wearing that pearls and her lips are naturally very red. And these pearls are so white in color, and the redness of the lip, they reflect in the whiteness of the pearls. You know how much of imagination. So the pearls she is wearing, the pearls come from Gajasura, who was killed by Parmashiva. They are very white in color, camphor-like white, and the redness of her lips is now reflecting in those very pure white pearls, and the when it reflects in that, the what happens, the pearls now looks like mixed with both redness and whiteness. It appears like that, redness and whiteness. And that's supposed to, the reflection, the color, when it is mixed with these two, they are supposed to express the valor of Lord Shiva, the glory of Lord Shiva, who has won, killed the Tripura Samhara, all those things that Lord Shiva has done. So it is supposed to acknowledge the glory of Lord Shiva by the mixing of the redness and the whiteness in the pearl due to the reflection of the redness of your lips. So that is how another imagination by Acharya. These are all very, very poetic, as I told. And did I tell? Yeah. The morning facing east or north, 108 times for 3 days. Fame is supposed to be the benefit, gold plate. And the milk payasam is supposed to be the naivedyam. Let me see whether I can do one more shloka. Shloka 75. Tavastanyam manye dharani dhara kanye hridayataha payaparavaraha parivahati saraswatamiva dayavatya dattam dravida shishura swadyatavayat kavinam praudanam ajanikamaniyaha kavayita. Another important shloka. Dharani dhara kanyaye namaha. Supposed to give lot of poetic skills. Supposed to be a very good benefit is poetic skills. And all kinds of kavitvam, all those things are supposed to be the benefit of this. Dharani dhara kanye, the daughter of the mountain. Again, Himavans, mountain. Manye, I think, tavastanyam, the milk of your breast, payaha paravaraha parivahati. The milk flows as if it were a flood of milk. Paravaraha parivahati. Saraswatamiva, in the form of Saraswati. Saraswati milk is milk of poesy, supposed to be kavitvam, all kinds of scholarship. Hridayataha, from your heart, yatu, because Dravida Shishuho, the Dravida child, we are going to explain all this. Dravida Shishu, the Dravida child, Tavastanyam Aswadya, tasting your milk, Dayavadya Dattam, when bestowed by your gracious self, Ajati, became Kavinam Praudanam Kamaniyaha Kavayita, a highly admired composer among great poets. So, O daughter of the mountain, I think the milk of your breast flows as if it were a ocean of milk in the form of Saraswati, milk of poesy, from your heart. So, the milk coming through your breast is from your heart. The Dravida child, tasting it when bestowed by your gracious self, became a highly admired composer among great poets. That is what this sloka says. We have to understand a few things here. Japa is done facing east or north 1,000 times for 3 days. Poetic skill is supposed to be the benefit. And the gold plate is supposed to be the yantra. And the milk payasam is supposed to be the naivedyam. And this is the yantra that is given here. Now, in this particular this thing, Acharya is referring to a few things. He is now calling a Dravida Shishu. Dravida Shishu is a Dravida child. Now, in the Lakshmidhara, in his commentary, he attributes Dravida Shishu to the Stotra Karta, namely Acharya himself, Shankaracharya himself. So that is Lakshmidhara's commentary. But there are questions how Acharya will call himself as Kavinam Praudanam Kamaniyaha Kavayita, as a highly admired composer among great poets. Acharya will not call definitely himself like that. So even though Lakshmidhara's commentary says it is refers to Shankaracharya, other Acharyas, including our Paramacharya, they say this refers to Jnana Sambandha, Trijnana Sambandha. So who is supposed to have been fed by Amba herself? And now the Vindhya mountains that separates the north and south, and the people on the north of Vindhya mountains, they are all supposed to be Gaudas. And the one who are supposed to be the southern side of that, they are supposed to be the Dravidas, Pancha Dravidas. So this is, you know, by the earlier classification. So in Kashmir, the Gaudas, they are called the Saraswata Gaudas. And in the Punjab, they are called Kanya Gupjas. And in the Bengal, they are called Gaudas. And in Orissa, they are called Udgalas. And in Nepal and Bihar, they are called Maithilas. So these are all the Mishras. So that is supposed to be the Pancha Gaudas above the Vindhya Mountains. And the Pancha Dravidas below are this Andhra, Karnataka, and Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Tamil, the Tamils. So these are the five Pancha Dravidas. So the Shankaracharya's Paramaguru is supposed to be Gaudapada. And the Shankara is Dravida because he is coming from Kerala. And when Shankara was a small child, so both the mother and father, you know, when they were not home, the child was crying. That's the story. So at that time, Parvati herself, she came and she fed Shankara with her own milk. And so, you know, when the parents came, they found the child with the milk in the mouth, and they found out, understood that this thing. And because of that, he has become a great poet and a scholar. That is one kind of story. So to call Dravida Shishu, that Adi Shankara himself. But as I told Paramacharya and other commentators, they say it cannot be Shankara because he won't definitely call himself as a greatest among poets himself. So it should be for Trijnana Sambandha. And then when the parents came and asked the child, who gave you milk? And the child said, Thodudaya Seviyan. That is how the child sang. So there is this particular, you know, story also is there, trying to relate to the child, the Dravida Shishu, as Trijnana Sambandha. That is supposed to be more apt. So that is what this thing. And there is also a small, in terms of chronology also, Trijnana Sambandha's time is supposed to be slightly ahead of Adi Shankara. So because it is supposed to be earlier than Adi Shankara, so Adi Shankara would have definitely referred to Trijnana Sambandha when he wrote this Saundarya Lahari also. So the Kaviraja Pandita also, he also refers to this particular thing. That is this, he is referring to this particular child as the Gaunya. Gaunya means the one who belongs to Kaundinya Gotram. And Trijnana Sambandha is supposed to belong to that Gotram. And that is the reason the Dravida Shishu is supposed to be Trijnana Sambandha. That is how they try to argue and resolve this discussion of what Dravida Shishu is supposed to be. But some people claim that this Dravida, that particular usage of somebody belonging to this particular region, that comes, that has been handled by Adi Shankara first time. And some people try to use it also as a means for classification of the people below the Vindhya Mountains as Dravids. So there are, you know, so many discussions and all based on all that. But at least this much is enough for us to know based on the Saundarya Lahari Shloka. I think I will stop here now and let us continue with the next shloka in the next seminar. Okay, let me not stop the recording. If I record, then I will lose the voice. Now let me see if there are any questions from anybody. All of them are saying just we can hear the voice only. That means sometimes, at some point in time, the screen sharing got lost. I don't know why. But each time, as a safety, I am also recording it off separately. So that, you know, at least you will have the recordings, and I'll post all the slides so that you can relate to them when you hear them. Okay. Only audio. Okay. I hope now everybody heard. Hopefully. All right. Any questions or comments from anybody? I'm not seeing any question or any comment here. Okay. Yes. Now you're able to see the shloka, 903, able to see the screen with shloka picture. Okay. All right. So now if there are no more questions or any comments, I'm going to stop here and we will resume next week. I'm going to sign off now.